Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. The Northfield School District continues to buzz with activity, with several hundred attending summer school, some for enrichment, some who may be at risk. Programs offered include
some specialized academic support in helping kids make sure they maintain the skills that they have that they learned during the school year, and try to even accelerate them, preventing that summer slide.
Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said they also offer a credit recovery
for kids in high school who, you know, need some extra opportunities to continue to gain credits toward graduation.
There are 92 days between the end of the school year and the beginning of the next. Among the student activity is a thorough cleaning of the buildings by the custodial crew. Work will take place at the middle school, where they will add parking spaces near the main entrance.
Well, actually, in the middle of that loop where there's a little bit of an island, we're actually putting some additional parking in there, specifically some handicap area.
Traveling staff will also be able to park there, as well as parents dropping kids off. There will be some work done on the middle school pool. The high school tennis courts will be resurfaced. A wheelchair lift will be installed on the side of the gym that leads to the weight room, along with concrete work at some of the other schools. Tech and finance departments are still at work.
While there's a different cadence in the summer because we don't have, 4,000 students and parents and all that stuff dropping off every day, it is certainly not quiet.
The price tag to pave Spring Creek Road from Superior Drive to Huron Court in Northfield and bring it up to standards doubled from $1.6 million to $3.3 million. The design put forth by staff was to create 12-foot driving lanes in both directions with a trail and 8-foot paved shoulder on the west urban side and a 5-foot paved shoulder on the east rural side with a ditch. Costs for the work on the west side included 4 retaining walls. SEH consultant Aaron Ditzler told counselors at their meeting last week.
Approximately $1 million of that cost increase was due to the retaining walls and the associated earthwork that would be able to put those walls.
This week, Counselor Ness said that he favors
put the path or trail on the east side or get rid of the path and use the one that is already existing down by Spring Creek to consider that the trail connection.
Adding,
leave the road as rural on both sides, ditches on both sides.
4 alternatives were presented at Council's meeting last week. This will come back to them in July to give further direction to staff. And Dundas Council heard from Northfield Administrator Ben Martig Monday night, along with proponents of an ice arena civic center, who presented their case to add a half-cent sales tax to Dundas's November ballot. Administrator John McCarthy said Council will make their decision at their first meeting in July. 70% of the funds raised would go to the Civic Center, while 30% would go to Dundas's Parks and Trail system. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.